What about if you're driving along out in the country and you come across a little road that goes off the main road? Do you have a name for that?
No.
Like side road or farm to market road?
Maybe a side road, but if you walk that far in the country, you'd probably be on side road.
Yeah, side road.
Yeah, you hear farm, you don't hear farm to market road much anymore. But I always think of farm to market road is being paved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a road that goes from the street up to a man's house that would just driveway?
Yeah.
And what about a place on a farm where the cattle walk, you know, and they've beaten out a place?
Cowpath, Lane.
And in town, the place where people walk next to the street, that would be a
sidewalk.
Well, out here, maybe in residential areas, do you have a grassy area between the sidewalk and the street?
In residential areas.
Do you have a name for that?
No.
So I've always called that tree lawn, but I've rarely found anybody else who did.
Never
heard of that. I don't have a name for that. Okay. All right. This expression, say a dog frightens the boy might reach down and pick up a
rock.
And you say his what?
Threw it.
Okay. You know the word for, besides saying he threw it, hang up, would be said right here.
I can't think of anything.
What about he chunked it?
Yeah, that's an occasion.
What sort of people would you think of using that word?
I think children is using that.
Mm-hmm. They would say?
Chunk, maybe.
Okay. Hey, if somebody drives up and is trying to locate your wife, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but she's not
here.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, if she's cooking, you say, oh, yeah, she's
cooking something. Right. She's in the kitchen.
Right, okay. All right, preposition I want to get from you here. If you, well, first let me ask you, what do you call the high-stress beverage that you're drinking? That's
coffee.
Yeah. How do you drink coffee? I mean, you know, what do you plug in it?
Oh, I put sugar and cream in that.
So, say if somebody didn't want anything in his coffee, how would you order it?
Black.
Anything else you drink?
No, I don't.
Could you use straight then?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
What about barefooted?
Okay.
To get back to my preposition, if you didn't want anything in your coffee, you say, like, let's say you didn't want milk in your coffee, you say, I take my coffee blank milk.
Without milk.
Okay. So if you do want some in your coffee, you say you take your coffee
with milk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you probably ever hear anybody say they take it around here.
Is that right?
But not very much.
Well, how would they phrase that?
How would you like your coffee? Or what would you like in it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this expression, if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming right
toward you.
All right. And talking about somebody that you just happened to meet, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so. I just sort of
ran into him.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if the child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say the parents named the child.
Animal.
Okay. All right. Talk about some animals now. Tough question. Type of animal that barks is a
dog.
Okay. Do you have a name for a dog that's not a pure breed, but he's several different types all mixed together?
Around here, people just call it just mixed breed. Mm-hmm. Hinds, you know, 57 varieties.
Would you ever use the words mongrel or cur?
No, I don't think so. I always think of a cur as being a vicious dog. Mm-hmm. A mean, you know, big,
yeah,
vicious dog. That's what I think of it.
Okay.
But you wouldn't hear that much.
Yeah. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another person or another dog?
Chicken.